proud who are here tonight. Baltimore Sun and Comcast.
Associated Press.
Rams. All right. BAL. Okay. Duly noted. I don't have anything.
Well, Jim, how would you assess...
Jim?
Wow.
Next.
You owe me one on flight, too.
It looked like on the sideline that you weren't really happy with the execution. I'm assuming the execution of the team play. Is that an accurate depiction, or how would you...
That's probably accurate.
What in particular was it?
Oh, you saw it. I mean, what do you want me to describe? I'm not here to give like a overview of the game, play by play, blow by blow, the game. I mean, you saw the game, you got it written. What do you want to know?
What did you like?
There's plenty that I liked.
Play at the end with Thompson, obviously looking to make the team, and you know, he had a big game as far as catches the touchdown. How do you feel
right.
When you finished that?
I mean, I think Deontay did a good job. He worked. He's made some plays, even a couple of plays he didn't make. You know, he'd like to get those back, but almost hit the kickoff return there. He's played well.
What about just being a dual threat with big kicks? He had three kick returns.
Yeah, he did well. He's and then he's going to have to be a coverage guy too if he makes it. You know, he's going to have to cover kicks as a gunner and punts as a gunner and kicks as an outside guy as well.
Coach, following last week's win against Jacksonville, I assume that obviously not many starters obviously played tonight. Did that factor in, I mean, at all with what the Rams were doing with all their starters going? Can you talk a little about
that? Yeah, I mean, every team does what they have to do in this game. So, you know, that to me is, you know, he felt like he had to play his guys for two quarters. He played all his guys, you know, so that's what they felt like they needed to do. We didn't want to do that. You know, we didn't play a lot of our guys at all. So, it was a great opportunity from that perspective to see how some of our backups match up, you know. And I thought there were probably, as we look at the tape, probably some real good performances out there, and there are probably some that weren't so good. And that's the result of, like, the first question that you asked, you know. It's like, that's what we're going to find out, you know. So, to me, that's the more specific question. And that's what we'll do, look at the tape, and we'll see. And it'll help us make some decisions.
John, did you decide to have most of the starters sit out, and what were the kind of factors that went?
We do that every year. You've been here, Garrett. You know that. We don't play the starters in the last preseason game.
John, are you concerned about Upshaw?
Yeah, I'm concerned. He's got a shoulder. We'll get an MRI tomorrow. From an injury standpoint, Upshaw had this shoulder strain. We'll find out tomorrow with an MRI what it is. Figgins had a right AC sprain. Balsavage had a left high ankle sprain. And Bourne has a right foot sprain. He'll get MRI tomorrow.
The new rule of the IR, is that going to come into play with the decision, things like that?
I really don't know. You know, that rule is a little vague right now still. So we'll find out about that. They've been conversations back and forth, but, you know, we'll just have to see how that works out.
How many decisions were there really on the line? Has most of them been made? Maybe you just got validated tonight, or were there some that really were that close?
Probably like every year, there's probably two or three or four, you know, without... I don't have a specific number in mind, you know. I think it depends. Some things might have crept in there that we didn't expect. So I don't think you ever really know that for sure. You let it play out, you know. And to me, those decisions become apparent when you let it play out. And that's why it's important to play these guys. I mean, you know, how much does Ray Lewis need to play? Ed Reed need to play? All those guys. So we put some guys out there for some extended reps and get a chance to see, you know, what we need to know about them.
Sorry, can you also comment about Curtis's play? I mean, I know he had the three picks, done those two weird plays back-to-back, but he also put up some decent numbers in the second half, so third and fourth quarters.
I think Curtis has had a really good preseason. You know, he's done well. He's a guy that started, you know. He's a guy that's got a lot of experience, and he's a pro. You know, I really like him a lot, the way he carries himself in the building, all those things. You know, whether we keep two or three quarterbacks, we have not made that decision yet. You know, that'll come down to, I think, whether we feel like we have the spot.
Watching KO against Chris Long, people talk about the significance of the fourth preseason game. How important is it to see a rookie like that go against a guy like that with premier pass rushers, and how do you think he fared?
Well, I mean, I have to watch it again to see how he fared. I wasn't really watching specifically every play because there were other guys to watch, but he looked like he did pretty well, and that is a great that's the value of that game. It's the value of the fact that they played their starters. So we got, you know, one of our young guys who it looks like we're going to be counting on to go against a premier pass rusher for a half. That's a good thing.
Bernard Pierce had some good runs early in the game. He looked like, you know, he could could do the job.
He did. He did. Bernard's. You know, I think the hamstring is getting healthier. You know, so we're starting to see a little more what he's going to be capable of doing. So, you know, we did run the ball a lot in the first half. That was by design. We wanted to look at some offensive linemen. You know, and some guys that may be in the mix to start, like KO and Ramon, and just see how those guys, how they fared blocking their first front. And I think they did pretty well. Then you get Bernard the carries and the reps that he's going to need because he's going to be important for us this year.
Did you have a walkthrough some tomorrow morning or practice? How difficult is it, the hours leading into that, for you and your staff and all the tough decisions you have made and just weighing all the factors?
As far as having the practice and everything?
Well, just, I mean, having to make the roster decisions, you know, tomorrow.
Quickly? Yeah. Well, you know, it's a little tougher to condense everything because we're going to go a little bit earlier. That is by request of the veteran players and the leadership council. So, you know, we acquiesced to that request, and we're going to go a little bit earlier. You know, most of those guys didn't play tonight, so they'll be ready to go and have a good practice. But it'll move up our timetable a little bit, so it is a bit an issue. But we don't have to do anything until 4 o'clock, I think, tomorrow. So 9 o'clock? 9 o'clock?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? So, yeah, okay, 9 o'clock. So we've got – if we have one we're not sure about, the ones we're sure about we'll make quick. And the ones we're not sure about, we'll wait till 9 o'clock.
Okay.